All systems are operational.
Where Were You is brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine for traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
February 4th, 1965. In the news, several reporters and columnists who cover the nation's capital write that they have been baffled and betrayed by President Johnson. They portray the president as a secretive man who resents anything smacking of criticism in the public prints and who has the power to make resentment felt. At the movies, a man who has set up the perfect lifestyle for himself makes the mistake of marrying while drunk. And his fantasies of murder are used against him.
Too long has the American man allowed himself to be bullied, coddled, and mothered, and tyrannized, and in general meant to feel like a feeble-minded idiot by the female of the species.
Jack Lemmon stars in How to Murder Your Wife.
If one man, just one man, can stick his wife in the goop from the Galapada machine and get away with it, oh boy, we got it made. We have got it made, all of us.
Wednesday Night TV features The Patty Duke Show, The Virginian, The Dick Van Dyke Show, and The Beverly Hillbillies. Tonight's episode, Clamp It to Go-Go.
You two spying on Ellie again?
Not me. I'm spying on her fella.
I'm spying on his car. Boy, I sure hope Ellie marries that rascal so I can drive it.
Come away from that window.
Well, somebody ought to stay and watch. I don't trust that fella, Dash Riprock.
Why not?
He's had Ellie Mae out 2 nights in a row till plumb past dark. And out driving today, and still no ring on her finger.
Give the boy a chance.
And on the radio, for the second week in a row, Downtown has Petula Clark at number one.
The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're down.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1965.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.